Welcome to the Open House podcast site. Available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
With me in the studio now is a man who lives a pretty interesting double life, you could say. On the one hand, he's a firefighter by day, and on the other hand, he's a singing, songwriting musician by night who's performing songs like this. No matter what they do, no matter what they say. Puts out fires by day, but he says his passion is to set fires in people's hearts. His name is Lee Cunningham, and he's right here in the studio now. Welcome, mate.
Thanks, Sheridan. Thanks for having me on Open House Tour.
Yeah, it's been good to have you here.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, how's music going? I mean, it's a pretty interesting life that you actually have with, you know, the bivocational thing happening with a day job and then the music happening, I guess, around that. Yeah. Friday nights, Saturday nights, Sunday mornings, those kinds of things.
Yeah, it's been great, actually. It's, I think, you know, just combining the both of them keeps you sharp. Like, the role as a firefighter really is a privilege to be able to, you know, people are happy to see us, inevitably. Whenever we're rocking up, we're there to help them.
Good news to people in that, aren't you?
Yeah, and so people really, you know, appreciate that. And so it's a privilege to be able to share in those times with people when they're in need and to actually be able to be a part of that and be a part of the solution for them. So that's fantastic. And, you know, that's a big part of what I believe in. I want to be serving the community. Mm-hmm. And the music's a big part of who I am too. It's something I started doing when I was, you know, a teenager, started writing music as a creative outlet and have just over time grown to see the power that music can have in people's mm-hmm. life and how well you can communicate a message through song.
In fact, your first gig had people from the firefighting community at it, didn't it?
Yeah, we set out to do a gig at the pub across the road from the fire station and get as many people there as we could and did a combination of our own stuff and stuff that people would have known. And, yeah, the heart in that was to basically use music as a communication tool to say, hey, these are the deeper issues in life that, mm-hmm. that I think about and that I believe in, and to use music as the medium to pass that on to other people.
Now, dream of dreams, if you could. I mean, it's hard to make a living from doing music, but if you could, would you actually do music full-time rather than have the bivocational thing happening?
Yeah, it's a hard one because I think because of that, because I started doing music with, you know, the guys I work with in mind, I feel that my music... It really works towards communicating a message of hope and faith to people in a real way, and I feel like I'm a better songwriter because I'm mm-hmm. in that role. But music would be a fantastic privilege to be able to make a living from going around playing your music to people that receive what you're doing creatively, take it on. But there's no greater compliment, I think, than someone hearing a song and going, hey, that's been a significant song in my life. And that's, I think, the greatest compliment that someone can give you when they say, hey, look, that has been a really significant part of my journey. Thank you for that. That's the most humbling experience, I think.
I guess also when you've got another source of income, it means you can do things that you maybe couldn't do if you were tied to having music as your only source of income.
Yeah, well, our heart is to serve. We want to serve people, and that's... when I say we, that I also play with a band that's based out of Adelaide, and there's been a lot of stuff that we have said yes to that financially didn't make a lot of sense, but we felt like that was what we needed to do and what we should be doing. And it's just interesting that sometimes those trips are the most fruitful ones when you just do it and there's no rhyme or reason. It's just something you feel like you should do.
Well, give me a story then. I mean, what have you heard back from your listeners who have been at a gig or something that makes you keep on getting out of bed in the morning to actually do this?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a situation when we launched the first album, which the songs that you're hearing tonight are off that album. We launched that at a place in Adelaide called the Governor Hindmarsh, and there was a girl that approached me there who I knew, but who also had brought in a nurse in, and she'd been in hospital, had some reasonably major operations in the previous week. The nurse had been dressing her wounds and helping her, and when she was having her wounds dressed, she would put her iPod on and listen to the album. There was one song in particular that on the album called A Song for the Oppressed, and it talks about having hope for a better day.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that's what I listen to every day as they dress my wounds. And I brought the nurse because I was so excited that you were playing at the end of the week. And I just, for me, that was one of the times when you go, this is why I do what I do. If people can find hope in the words, if they can find reason to keep going when it may be easier to give up, that's what I want to do. I want to sow a message of hope into people's lives through my music. Yeah. That's what I'm passionate about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of our Adelaide listeners will know the next song you're going to sing for us. But a whole bunch of other folks from around the nation may not have heard this. The song is called Burn. Just give me a little bit of an intro as to why you wrote it.
Yeah, Burn, it talks about, that I believe that our hearts are designed to be on fire with a passion for life. I believe that we're designed to live life and get the most out of it that we can. And sometimes in life, we can go through experiences that really make us want to withdraw and not take risks and just play it safe. And quite often when we do those sorts of things, our heart can become quite cold. And this is about a heart that's gone cold, that has life, burns about a heart that's gone cold, that has life breathed back into it, and that zest for life and that desire to really get amongst it and to take risks again.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear you do your stuff on Open House right across the nation. This is Lee Cunningham and Burn.
You showed up on a cold, cold night. The snow was thick, my heart was freezing. You stood there, you braved the cold. I wouldn't let you inside. You knew I'd been hurt before. I'd gone inside, I'd locked the door. You broke through the ice of the lies with the fire of love. Do you do the heart like mine? Or do you heal the wounds of time? When cold ash is all that remains of a fire once so bright. But you saw the good in me. You stood by me patiently. You breathe into the lifeless coals. Now the glow has returned. You burn like a fire in my heart. You warm me up from inside. You burn like a fire in my heart. Burn on, you burn so strong. Burn on, you burn so strong, yeah. Flame, they're touched once, they're never the same. Share your heat, shine your light in a world that's so cold. Your love captivates me. In your heart, the future I see. Two burning coals, you and me, in the fire of love. Yeah, you burn like a fire in my heart. From inside, you burn like a fire in my heart. Burn on, you burn so strong. Burn on, you burn so strong, yeah. From inside, you burn like a fire in my heart. Burn on, you burn. strong. Burn on, you burn so strong, yeah.
Fantastic. Lee Cunningham on Open House across the nation. Lee, that's just wonderful stuff. Now, you're working on a brand new album.
Yeah, I'm Sheridan. It's been in the pipeline for a while. We've had some setbacks. Our drummer fell off a roof about 4 months ago and broke two vertebrae. So we're just on hold at the moment until he can get back on track.
And okay, I was going to ask when we might hear the new album, but I think we'll wait for a bit, eh?
Yeah, it'll be early next year. He's on the way back, so that's been great. But okay. It's just been a journey of being patient, just waiting for the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's fantastic. And the website again?
www.leecunningham.com, and my first name is spelled L-E-I-G-H, and okay. If people get onto the website, on the front page they can subscribe to our email listing, and every couple of months we'll send out an email just updating them with what we're doing, and
we'll be
absolutely, and keep them posted about the new album and where it's at.
Good to meet you, Lee.
Thanks, Sheridan.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.